Section 3, Spiritual Gifts.
Volume 1 of Spiritual Gifts, first published in 1858, has for some time been out of print for the following reasons. Mrs. White's views on the subjects here presented have since been more complete and full than at the time when this book was first printed. Many of these later views are written out and published in the new series entitled Spirit of Prophecy, which was designed to take the place of the previous volumes. But it is now thought best to republish this, as here presented, for the reason that many desire to have the matter in this condensed form, and also because the range of subjects is much wider than has yet been presented in the volumes of Spirit of Prophecy. This little work is a brief but vivid sketch of the great controversy between Christ and Satan, tracing the contest from the rebellion in heaven, describing the temptation and fall of man, the institution of the plan of salvation, the life and death of Christ, and the subsequent experience of the church, and reaching forward to the final establishment of Christ's kingdom. These important subjects being brought into so small a compass, the book is well adapted for extensive circulation and will be read by thousands who could not be reached by a more extended work. That part of the subject matter of this book, which has as yet been given in no other of Mrs. White's writings, is of the greatest importance and the most thrilling interest to the Church at this time, presenting, as it does, the experience of God's people since the Apostles' day and their conflicts, dangers, and triumph in the near future. Among these subjects are the history of the Church during the Dark Ages, the Reformation, the Advent Movement, the Loud Cry, the Time of Trouble, the deliverance of the saints, the destruction of the wicked, and the final reward of the righteous. From the comprehensive view of the interesting subjects treated upon in this book, the reader will also desire to read upon them more in detail. This he can do in the volumes of Spirit of Prophecy. The three volumes already published shed great light upon events that transpired prior to the close of the canon of inspiration, while the fourth volume, which is now in press, will give the history of the Church from that time onward to the great consummation. This note was from the publishers.